So for this section, we are doing, oh, motion along a line. okay, so the question that we're doing is, a particle moves along a line, s equals 2t cubed minus 9t squared plus 12t minus 4. So s is the position of the point at a given time, and t is time. And so for the first part of the question, it says, find all t for which the distance s is increasing. So we're going to have to find the velocity. So that means we're going to have to differentiate the equation. And so v equals ds dt, which equals 6t squared minus 18t plus 12. And then when we factor that, we get 6t minus 2, t minus 1. Okay, and then later we're going to have to find the acceleration, so we might as well do that now. And so we get that a equals dv dt, which equals 12t minus 18, or 12t minus 3 halves. Okay? Okay, so we get the equation of v, and then we're going to see when it's increasing or decreasing. So v equals 6t minus 2, t minus 1, and then we'll set that equal to 0. So 0 minus 1. And so the critical numbers will be t equals 2 and t equals 1. And then we can see when t is less than 1, that the velocity, by plugging in some points, you find that the velocity is increasing, so it's greater than 0. And then from 1 to 2, by plugging in points, you see that the velocity is negative. And then t, when it's greater than 2, the velocity is increasing again. So to answer the first question, find all t for which the distance s is increasing, then that's easy. So it s is increasing when t is less than 1 or t is greater than 2. And so we move on to the next question. So the next question is, find all t for which the velocity is increasing. So we're going to have to use the acceleration with that. So a equals 12t minus 3 halves. And so when we set that one equal to 0 and we plug in numbers in each interval, we find out that when t is less than 3 halves, which 3 halves is the critical number for this one, when t is less than 3 halves, then the acceleration is negative, but when t is greater than 3 halves, the acceleration is positive. So, all the t for which the velocity is increasing is when t is greater than 3 halves. Okay? So the next one is, find the speed when t equals 3 halves. So speed is basically just the absolute value of the of the velocity. So speed equals, so basically you just need to find the velocity and then take the absolute value of that. So when v equals 6t squared minus 18t plus 12, and then we can plug in 3 halves for that. And take the absolute value, so we get to the absolute value of velocity at time equals 3/2 is 3/2. So the speed equals 3/2. Okay, so the next question is to find the total distance traveled between t equals 0 and t equals 4. So this is the total distance that it traveled, not the displacement. So we are going to find when the velocity changes from either positive or negative between these points. So it changes at t equals 1 and t equals 2. And then, so we're going to find the position of the point at these points, at these different times, and also when the time equals 0 and the time equals 4, because those are our starting and ending points. So when t equals 1, the position is 1. And when t equals 2, the position is 0. When t equals 0, the position is negative 4. And when t equals 4, the position is 28. And so we're going to have to put these in order. So it goes from 0, negative 4, to 1, 1, to 2, 0, and then finally to 4, 28. Okay. So it moves from negative 4 to 1, so that will be 5 units. And then it moves from 1 to 0, that would be 1 unit. And then from 0 to 28, so 28 units. And when adding those all together, you get 34 units. So the total distance traveled between t equals 0 and t equals 4 is 34 units.